For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump's support of Saudi Arabia, despite a CIA conclusion that the country's leadership was involved in the killing of a Saudi journalist, isn't sitting well with some Republican senators. Nebraska's Ben Sasse on Fox News Sunday.
Our intelligence community is really good, and the report is really clear, and the president should be stronger. That was a weak statement.
As much as a foot of snow in the forecast today, National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orevec on where you'll find it.
Currently, the storm is affecting the middle part of the country with heavy snowfall across parts of northeastern Kansas, southeastern Nebraska, getting into northern Missouri and southern Iowa, and we expect that snow to continue to spread eastward, pushing towards northern Illinois, especially the Chicago metro area.
The European Union has approved Brexit, allowing Britain to leave the European Union. In Brussels today, British Prime Minister Theresa May says the next step is approval by Parliament, and she urges a yes vote within the next few weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump has asked the Supreme Court to bypass a federal appeals court and hear a challenge to his policy that bans most transgender individuals from serving in the military. Former Navy SEAL and transgender advocate Kristen Beck tells CNN people need to take action.
You say you support LGBT, you support African American, you support all these rights and all these people, you support transgender people, but you don't do anything. So stand up. You know, start calling your congresspersons, start calling senators, start making phone calls.
The president's policy would require people to serve only if they do so according to the sex they were assigned at birth. It's been blocked by district courts across the country. President Trump ends his Thanksgiving break in Florida and heads back to Washington today. In tweets, he's called on Mexico to stop caravans of Central American migrants from trying to reach the U.S. border. He also admonished the Federal Reserve over interest rates and congratulated himself for falling oil prices. Russian warplanes attack rebel-held areas in northern Syria today. Today, after rebels launched a poison gas attack on Aleppo. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Saturday's protests in Paris over rising fuel taxes leave nearly two dozen people injured, including at least four police officers slightly hurt. Police used tear gas and water cannons on the thousands who gathered in Paris protesting the leadership of President Emmanuel Macron. A report written before this year's deadly California wildfires suggests that climate change will bring many more natural catastrophes in the future. Chad Hansen, who leads the Sierra Club environmental group, tells CNN the report makes one thing clear.
Impacts are happening right now to communities and to ecosystems. And this report from government scientists and staff all across the country is an unequivocal statement that climate change is real. And we need to take it seriously.
Senator Ben Sasse tells Fox News Sunday climate change is a world problem, but the Paris Agreement is not the answer.
The U.S. needs to have a long-term investment and innovation strategy, that's true. But things like the Paris Climate Accords tend to be more binding on us than on other nations, and so that's not good for the U.S. consumer, and it's not a long-term solution.
Texas A&M 74, LSU 72. No, not a basketball score, a college football score. It took seven overtimes for the Aggies to pull out the win. Texas A&M quarterback Kellen Mond says it was a wild game.
Definitely a crazy game, but those are the type of games that we live for. We knew coming into this game it wasn't going to be easy, and their defense definitely put up some major challenges for us, but we showed as a team that we're never going to quit, and we did that for four quarters and way more.
For USA Radio.